Pledge of Allegiance, please everybody stand.
7:10 p.m.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Barbara DiGennaro.
She's excused.
Anita Degato.
Present.
Sarah Wadomski.
Here.
Brian Coppola.
Here.
Tino DiGiovanni. Was that a here for Brian?
Yes, here.
Brian, Gino DiGiovanni. Ronnie Sill.
Here.
Rob Hyder.
Here.
Charlie Sampson.
Present.
Kevin Sharkey.
Here.
Okay, Gino's excused. So we have a quorum right now. Addition, deletions, corrections to the adoption of the agenda.
I just wanted to make one amendment or correction for item number 6, where it says this item is intentionally left blank. I'd like to update it to say update on department head reports.
Department head reports. All right. You have a second on that?
Second, Ron.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So carried. Any other additions, deletions, corrections, or adoption of the agenda?
Rob Baird, I'd like to make a motion to delete 8.2, the Economic Development Director search committee. So I'm not quite sure how it or why it's on the agenda for tonight.
What number was that, Rob? You were breaking up.
Yeah, you broke up.
Right. 8.3.2. Were you able to hear that better?
Sounds much better.
Yep, I got that.
I opened up my laptop, sorry. Yeah, 8.3.2, we can make a motion to delete that from the agenda. It's under Operations and Procedures Subcommittee Report. That did not come out of subcommittee, so I'm not quite sure why it's on the agenda.
I'll second that, Charlie Sampson.
All right.
The police accreditation?
No, the Economic Development Director, okay. Search.
Beth.
All right. So delete that. All in favor? Say aye.
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 No. Hearing none, so carried. Anything else for additions, deletions?
I just had one more, Mayor. 11.1, the human resource discussion approval of temporary hire. I don't think, with my limited knowledge of what can belong in executive session, I think that just should go as 9.4 in new business. I don't believe it qualifies as executive session.
Corporate counsel. Then
more
Dennis is frozen. For our corporate counsel for a little advisement here.
I'm just texting Attorney Marino to see if he's coming.
What's on?
If you want to just let me know what the issue is, I can try my best to respond.
Sarah, if you want to repeat that again, please.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that human resource discussion approval of temporary hire is an executive session, qualifies as to be an executive session item. We're not discussing like the employment of a person or performance, whatnot.
It's not, we're not talking about any specific individual.
Correct.
No, then it does not need to be an executive session.
So where are you moving it to?
I think just new business 9.4.
Well, the agenda packet under 11.1 and 12.1 includes information that does include a specific person. So I'm sure that names will come out during the meeting, Dennis.
You know, if there's any doubt on it, why don't we do this? I mean, obviously, is it noticed? Let me check to see the notice outside. Well, okay, so it's in regular session as well. So if we're in executive session and it's not discussed, there's no harm. You can just state that when we get out of the meeting. But if there is any type of reference to a specific person, any labor issue, then I would probably keep it in executive session. That's why I was asking that question. I don't think it's any harm, obviously, to keep it there because we are discussing a potential hire. And then we can come out and discuss it as appropriate.
Is that okay, Sarah? So we'll move forward on that. We'll keep it on 11.1. Any other additions, deletions, corrections, and adoption of the agenda? Okay, hearing done. We're going to move on to number 7. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, number 6. Intentionally left blank.
5.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public portion. Anybody from the public would like to speak? Please state your name and your address for the record.
Anita Dugato. I have some thoughts on, I'd like to read in the public. After I listened carefully to the February 16th meeting that was on ValleyND, the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission, and was disheartened by what I heard. the members of the committee, the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission, it was very clear that they were upset that the elected officials in Derby are interfering with the finance department of the city. I share that concern. I urge to push for reforms in the finance areas to increase accountability. We hired a new finance director to clean up years of problems. We need to let the finance professionals do their job and inform us of how to correct longstanding problems. We need to let them do their job without interference from the political leadership. I hope to continue to push for more accountability and transparency as it is needed. And that's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Thank you. It's a personal issue, too. You understand that. And absolutely, I agree with you 100%. We need 100% of people there. So anybody else from the public like to speak?
John Telesco, 14 College Street. How are you?
Good, sir.
Regarding the trash debacle, night 3 here with you folks, something I thought would have taken one night, but possible conversation regarding your decision on what you decide to do later on in the meeting.
Okay, sir. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Yes, Tom Linetti, 79 Sunset Drive. I'd like to speak on 11.8, the water tower. First of all, I thought it was a done deal, but I guess it's not. It's back on the agenda. My concern is the city going to make any money and how much? And the reason why I'm concerned is because Attorney Marino and Attorney Claritas. They work for the same firm. Am I correct by saying that?
And they recuse themselves from it.
Oh, so they're not. So who do we have working it? That's what I want to know. What lawyer?
Dennis.
Sure. Dennis. Attorney Coquinos. I've been working on this for almost 2 years.
Okay.
So keep going.
And also be really clear for the record, even prior to my involvement and when my partners were at Cohen and Wolf, they were not working on it there either.
Okay, thank you. This has nothing to do with you, so I don't even know you. But my concern is it's still in the same firm. Attorney Marino, if I'm not mistaken, he sits on the water company board, and water company obviously wants it. And Attorney Claritas, I believe she sits on the Griffin Hospital board. And if you have two attorneys, they're not representing, but now you are the same firm. I don't know if the city's best interest is here. Why can't we get a lawyer outside of your firm, somebody that will come in and make sure that Derby gets the right kind of a deal?
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate that. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Yeah, Joe DiMartino, 8 1/2 Thomas Street.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak on the same subject. I do believe that I wish this board would consider bringing in outside counsel just to take a look at that proposal, make sure there's no issues with Attorney Marino sitting on the Regional Water Authority Board and one of his people in his firm representing the city of Derby. I just want to make sure there's no issues involved. I think you guys did the same thing as far as the negotiations for the senior center. When both the corporation councils were from the same firm, we brought in outside counsel. So again, I would hope that this board would consider bringing in outside counsel just to make sure there's no issues.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public like to speak?
Yes, Anello Malerba, 41 Lakeview Terrace. In regards to the Regional Water Authority items, I would also respectfully advise the board that before any other actions are taken, it'd be in the best interest of the city to look for outside counsel on these matters due to the conflict of interest of the city's corporation council, who has a member serving on a board for the water company. And I would also like to add that, in my opinion, there was just too many items listed for the executive session. The city is already struggling with communication and transparency issues, and I just believe that the people have a right to know what's going on.
Absolutely. That's what we're doing. Thank you, sir. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and last call. All right. Thank you. Number seven.
For the record, there were two letters that were received from Attorney Charlene McAvoy in this office that I did forward to you and the board members to be included as part of the record. One was dated August 29th, 2021. That was received in this office on August 30th, 2021 for your meeting of that day, but that issue, this is regarding the Regional Water Authority, the water tank, and it was not entered as part of the record because it wasn't on the agenda that night. So that letter should be included for the public portion, she asked. And she also delivered a letter today dated April 5th that was received in this office today regarding the same matter. So those should be included.
All right, so Mark, you're to keep it our records. Start reading.
Okay. So this one is the one that's dated August 29th, 2021 from Charlene A. McAvoy, attorney at law. I'm writing to you regarding a matter on the agenda of a special Board of Aldermen meeting on Monday, August 30th, seeking the board's approval of the memo of understanding to lease a portion of Coon Hollow Park to the Regional Water Authority for the construction of a water tank. For the board to approve this MOU would be a violation of Connecticut General Statute 47-2, which states in part, quote, all estates granted for
Any public use shall forever remain to the uses to which they were granted according to the true intent and meaning of the grantor and to no other use whatsoever. According to a legal opinion obtained from the city under the Freedom of Information Act, it appears that the existence of this statute and supporting case law was known to the administration but withheld from the board. The letter admits that if someone raises 47.2, it will be difficult to get around it, end quote. In light of this document and an apparent conflict of interest on the part of a principal of the law firm that serves as corporation counsel and as the governor's representative to the Regional Water Authority, I urge the council, I urge the board to table the motion to approve the MOU and to ask an outside counsel to investigate the process by which the MOU was created in the first place and its implications for future litigation against the city should this project move forward. Yours truly, Charlene A. McAvoy.
Hey, thank you. You got another one?
You want me to read? Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
Might as well read it in, Mark. Let's get it in there.
No problem.
Make sure everything is transparent so everybody hears everything.
This one's dated April 5th, 2022, received in this office on April 7th. And this is, again, from Charlene A. McAvoy, attorney at law. Dear members of the board, I'm writing regarding a proposal of the Regional Water Authority to lease 2 acres of the Coon Hollow Park property for $1 for each of 3 periods of 99 years for the construction of a water tank. A communication from the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, Land Acquisition Management Bureau, has to do with a grant from the state of Connecticut in 1989 to make improvements in Ryan Field and is irrelevant to a decision to lease a portion of the land. The contents of that letter do not change the following important facts. The purchase of the Downs property by the City of Derby in 1935 encompasses land running from Hawthorne Avenue to Chatfield Street up to the property owned by St. Peter's St. Paul Church. See description in deed filed in town clerk's office. On November 12, 1934, the electors of the city passed a motion that the land be purchased for a public park and for, quote, general, civic, educational, school, and municipal purposes, and that is how the land has been used for the past 87 years. Subsequent actions by the electors, the then members of the Board of Aldermen and Board of Apportionment Taxation in authorizing the issuance of bonds to pay for the land contained the same stipulations. 3, a report by the Connecticut Council of Environmental Quality concluded in February 2019 that there was no need for an EIE, Environmental Impact Evaluation, but it is unclear that the agency was aware that the property was part of a park. In his examination of the property in March 2019, Stephen Danzer, PhD, stated that the property has an inherent ecological value to the environment, and that the proposed changes in use will, quote, will destroy the natural resources, end quote. Number 4, for the Board of Aldermen to approve this memo of understanding would violate Connecticut General Statute 47-2, which states in part, all estates granted for any public use shall forever remain to the uses to which they were granted, according to the true intent and meaning of the grantor and no other use whatsoever, end quote. This statute is supported by case law. Since 1935, this land has been developed as anticipated by the city fathers at the time of its acquisition and consistent with the resolutions passed by the city boards and electors. The Board of Aldermen should engage outside counsel to examine all aspects of this proposed transaction before approving the MOU. Yours truly, Charlene McAvoy.
Okay. You got any more or that's it?
No other correspondence, Mayor.
Okay. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public? Third and last call. Okay, we're done on that. Number 6. So, attention left blank.
Update on department head reports.
Yep, update on department head reports. Okay.
Do we have, are the department heads still sending in their monthly reports?
Walter, yes, they are.
They are. Okay, great.
Hang on. I asked Walter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard somebody say, yes, they are.
No, I go, Walter, are they? I'm sorry. I said, I'm sorry. Yes, they are.
Right. Yes. Yes, great. So, you know, we've asked, you know, back when they got taken off the agenda that we still see them. We have not, at least I myself have not seen them yet. So I would like to make a motion that all department head reports get sent to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen every month, once received by the mayor's office, and that they be posted to the website for the public to look at, as they've been able to do in the previous years.
Second the motion, Anita.
Okay. Anything, any other discussion? Okay, hearing none, they'll get this sent to you. Move on to number 7.
You want to do it all in favor, Mayor?
Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? So carried.
Thank you.
7, approval of minutes, no action this month. Sorry, unfortunately, I'm on my phone, so I, for some reason.
Mayor, do you want me to share the screen if it's easier for you?
Well, yeah, for some reason, I couldn't get on my computer. I don't know. I got bounced off a couple of times. All right, hang on, because I'm like going through a few things. Sorry, it's going to take a little bit, but. All right, so. 7.2. No, I got the agenda in front of me, Mark. I'm sorry. But it's just, I got things going on. 7.2, refund of taxes. 7.2.1, monthly tax refunds. Move to approve tax refunds in the amount of $4,399.33, dated April 4th, 2022.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Second.
All right. We'll fight over that, Ron.
Any discussion? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 7.3, appointments to the boards and commissions. No action this month. 7.4, section 13 of the charter, dual office holding. Update on response of city officials regarding section 13 of the city charter.
Mayor, if I could talk on this, I see it on here again. We've never had this on for so long. As far as I know, there may be three people that need it. Ray Sadlick, Dan Glisman, and Gino DiGiovanni. Can't we just vote on that?
If they do, I think if they want to do work for the city, they need to do the waiver. So from what I understand.
I see it every month. I mean, if we need to vote, let's vote. I don't know Mark, is that the right process? I mean, I don't
think Gino has done any work. I don't think Blisman has done any work. And Raymond, the last work I think he's done, the last bills came in was last year's. That we're still trying to get taken care of through the So
has everybody filled out the forms? Because you had to fill them out either way, whether you
I have no idea.
You are.
I'm not the keeper of the forms, so if Mark knows, that's maybe ask him. But if someone's going to come here and do work, if they're on the boards, they have to do that according to corporate comms. So,
Mr. Mayor. Just on this subject, it depends on the position that is being held. The Section 13 does not apply to employees, and it applies to officials. So it depending upon the individual.
I think these three individuals are all.
If they're all officials, then it would be driven. But this is not really a matter for the board. It's a matter for the individual. And I mean, if they're in violation, then it can be addressed, but it's for the individual to file it if they feel it's necessary.
Exactly. If they want to work, they have to file it. So.
Well, I just don't want to see anything go on and happen down the road later.
No, absolutely. I mean,
I don't want to see that there. What's the sense, you know? So I'll let it go a month if that's right. What they want to do.
I mean,
it's out of this body's control. It's up to the individual. I don't know why it shouldn't stay on the agenda. I would say it should come off the agenda until someone submits something that needs to be addressed.
Right. If somebody wants to do some work and they're on the board, they should submit a request.
The reason why this was done, because there's a lot of new people, so there's no way that any of us in City Hall could know, like, to guess who it is. That was the point. So to Corporation Council's point, if they fill out the form, they fill out the form.
Right.
But if they're,
Mark Garofalo comes up and he wants to do something, I know Mark Garofalo works there, so he needs a waiver. So like I said, I haven't seen anybody that I know personally that came up and wanted to do some work in there. If they have, we're going to have to address that, but until they come up, so.
Okay, it's duly noted on the meeting as my discussion tonight.
Right, and the information was put out. Right.
That's all we can do. You're right.
Right, yeah. The information was put out. Everybody knows about it. So.
Yeah, okay.
All right, no action on this. Committee reports, 8.1, Finance Committee. Update.
Update on pending matters before the committee. The Finance Committee had John Acavallo come and give us an audit update. He noted that there were items that were still outstanding. And so the original or the extended March 31st deadline was not going to be possible, so that the administration was going to put in for another extension. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we'll get another update at the end of this month. We are looking at developing a potential job description for a grants manager per the recommendation of the MFAC. And we will be looking at that at our committee meeting at the end of this month. And that's just a quick update for 8.1.1. 8.1.2. Salary increase for registrars of voters and deputy registrars of voters. I'm going to move that effective January 1st, 2024, the registrars of voters and the deputy registrars of voters shall receive a one-time increase in salary based on the same percentage increase as the members of the City Hall Employees Union receive on July 1st, 2023.
Second, Charlie Sampson.
All right, can discussion.
Just out of curiosity, when's the last time they had a raise?
Was Louise even quite sure, Charlie?
No, she stated somewhere between 6 and 8 years ago.
Yeah, wow. It's been a while.
And this,
it's been a while.
This is just a one-time increase, by the way. This isn't carrying on,
right?
And we thought it would be applicable to give them what the other City Hall employee union got, but it does not tie them to the City Hall Employees Union contract. Just this raise amount,
right? And Louise was, she wanted to get this in early because, again, it's not effective till January 1st, 2024. Right. So she's ahead of the game.
But Sarah, all right, so this is for 2024.
Yes, because because it's a four-year term, can't get a raise until the beginning of her full second year, or excuse me, the end of the second year going into the third year.
Right. Okay. So I just want to make sure it was. Excuse me one second. I got to shut my
Yeah,
so
we're just getting ahead of game.
Hang on, I just got a loud one.
You're on, Mr. Mayor. Just need to shut the phone off. Or
I'm trying right now.
Or mute one or the other.
I am trying. All right. So you're I good. Just want to make sure, because in between terms, you're not allowed a raise. So just when the referendum went for the mayor in this city, can't get a raise. So because, I just want to make
because, sure. Yeah, because she's a four-year term.
Right.
There's a, yes. This, okay. This is allowed.
Yep. It is allowed.
Yes. The law does allow for her to get a raise actually on December of 2023, but we pushed it to January 1st of 2024.
Okay. Just wanted that in public just to make sure. I mean, she does a great job. She deserves it. But I want to make sure we're following all the rules here. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I get recognized, please, to speak to two of those issues?
Through the chair. Yes, sir.
Number one, the sharing of the report from the auditor was incomplete. It should be noted that he has said that the city's portion of the audit is actually complete. The reason why the audit is being delayed is because of information that's required from the Board of Ed, not the city, and also the WPCA part of the audit is complete. With regards to the grant writer position, I sent an email to all of the aldermen on 3/14 that read, the administration has been researching and exploring the possibility of adding a part-time grant writing position, which is one of the recommendations of the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission. We have reached out to NVCOG and CCM to get feedback and information. CCM has provided job descriptions and salary information. NVCOG is in the process of surveying members regarding this need and may bring a staff person on to fill this need if there is sufficient need amongst member towns. We hope to hear of their progress and the possibility of such an opportunity soon. In the meantime, we have begun putting together a job description based upon what we have received from CCN. That was more than 3 weeks ago that they were notified of that. So I don't know why they feel the need to duplicate effort and not recognize the fact that the administration is already well underway.
Thank you, sir. All right, keep going there, sir.
That is, I don't remember now if we finished our vote with Louise.
Oh, okay.
Kind of got off on a tangent there.
Well, it wasn't a tangent. It was just kind of clarifying stuff for everybody here. So we have a first and a second. We have discussion. Ready for a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, so carried.
Mr. Mayor, could I just interject 1 second?
For
the comment on the grant writer, I believe the Municipal Finance Advisory Commission is just looking at the accounting, and the grant writer would be able to decipher the accounting of the grants. And I don't think.
Well, we had a great meeting with them today, Anita.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. So. And touched a lot of bases here. Walter's right here too. We can.
Okay.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson.
Yeah.
Just to Ms. Dugato's point, the letter that we received from the Municipal Finance Committee actually begged the city to get a grant administrator/grant writer position added to the city.
Right.
Correct. That's why we took it up.
As an accounting position, because the accounting of the grants needs to be done. So
I'm sure that the grant writer would probably fall under the finance department, but it's not an accounting position.
Okay. Thank you for clarification on this. So we'll move on to eight. Nope, 8.2.
So who did you meet with today about that?
OPM. We had a great meeting with them. All right, so we're going to go for 8.2, community relations, and Blake's department.
Mr. Mayor, maybe I could speak on some of this stuff tonight, but I wasn't aware that my chairman wasn't going to be here tonight. But I think that we can get through it with, and I'm sure Carm's aware of some of this, the 8.2.1, the Blight Department of Public Works garbage pickup in downtown. I think, Carm, you were in the middle of that with Ed?
Actually, I haven't started it with Ed. I wanted to go to the board, the subcommittee first. If you take a look at our four sister streets downtown, especially Caroline Street, it's always a mess. There's always bottles, papers, bags, boxes, all over. My proposal to the subcommittee was if I can get one or two part-timers from Public Works and a pickup truck one day a week for 2 hours, we could take two of the streets every week and hand-pick the street. I mean, I know it's going to come back because sometimes the wind blows, the garbage tips over, and nobody picks it up. But maybe we can help the Public Works clean up the streets by at least taking care of downtown. I myself do not mind doing it. It's our city and it needs to be clean. So that was my proposal. Where it goes, I would hope the subcommittee would take care of that.
I think it's a great idea, but I guess we'll have to come back to subcommittee and then back to the board. But I hate to even hold it up, Carm, but yeah, I'm all in favor of that.
Well, we could talk about it in 2 weeks at your subcommittee meeting.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, then we'll move on to 8.2.2, the sign ordinance enforcement. This may be you too, Carm. I know there's already an ordinance where these signs are not supposed to be staying up around the city.
Right, and as of the last year, I see more and more commercial signs being put up all around town on public property, on city property, which is not allowed. So I'm just going to start taking the signs down and bringing them to the Public Works Department, and if the people complain where their signs are, that's where they will be to pick up.
Very good. And I don't know if Kevin White would get involved with this too if you needed him.
I really don't think it's zoning, but it's more building. I think maybe more building, but I can certainly ask Kevin when I see him this week.
Ron, do you have specific signs?
No, these are signs that people leave up and put up.
I'll direct Public Works just as they see him pick them up.
Great. And Carm could work with him. Sure.
Yeah.
And 8.2.3, city carding, refuse and recycling contract performance, review, discussion, and possible action. This came up at the committee meeting, the Community Relations Blight Committee meeting, about mixing. I'm sure all the aldermen have heard about it, mixing recyclables and garbage into one truck, and it was seen a few different times. And I'm sure, Mary, have you spoken to the refuse and recycling company?
Yep, we have. I mean, it's all under control. I'm glad that John stepped up to the point.
Is it documented, Mayor, now?
Yep, we have John's letter right now.
Have you sent a document to city carding in regards to this?
We have an email to him saying, checking out what's going on. And, we have to make sure everybody puts their recycling in the right bins, the red bins, and make sure they see it. So
if I would have a motion tonight, it would be just to enforce the way that the contract reads. And I also would like to add to that motion that any comments, letters, anything received on the recycling garbage company should be put in a file, good or bad. And that would be my motion.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson.
Yes, sir.
If I could, Mr. Sill, a friendly amendment. The city of Derby with City Carting has chosen red recycling bins, which are available at the Public Works Department. I would ask that you amend your motion to include that as long as the people are putting it into the appropriate bins, which are available at Public Works,
I will accept that friendly amendment. Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect. May I speak on this?
Yes, Mr. Sampson, I don't believe that's the issue there, sir. I believe the issue.
Go ahead.
No, okay. I believe the issue is that the recyclables and garbage have been segregated, and I believe that we should have a modicum of communication to go to and forward with the company hired and to record it with the city. Therefore, if said person is doing that segregation of recyclables to garbage and it is not being recognized, that we can use it or the city can recognize it as an issue.
So let me ask you this, Mr. Coppola. If I take all of my recycling and I put it in a 55-gallon brown drum and leave it on the corner with my 55-gallon brown drum of trash, what would I expect? The city has entered an agreement with City Carting that we will utilize red bins. The City Carting employees have been told to look for that. So as long as people are utilizing what the city has agreed to utilize in the contract with City Carting, then there should be no issue.
The problem is there has been an issue.
I agree with you, Mr. Sampson. I'm saying that that is not the issue. I'm saying the issue is that people are using the designated carts or refuse bins, and it is not being collected appropriately. I believe that, you know, for us to be competent representatives of this community, we should allow any concerns with this not being done to be fielded towards us.
I would say you're absolutely correct. As long as people are doing exactly what they're supposed to, if this becomes an issue, then they should be directed to us.
Does the contract specify the red? Does it actually specify, the contracts actually specify the Derby red recycle bins?
That is the recycle bin that was chosen by the city.
I'm asking if in the contract it's specific.
I'll dig it up.
Because if we're making this motion to match the, let's be real. That's not actually the issue that's been going on.
That is the issue.
It's not the issue.
No, it isn't the issue.
Mr. Telesco, you can't speak at this point.
Can't speak
right now. Listen, it's not only on Mr. Telesco's street. I've been called. We have an older person who lives on a dead end road who it happened to in the same time period. We see it on the community forums and social media. It has nothing to do with Mr. Telesco's blue large recycle bin. It's when you're not on a main street and whatever's going on at certain times of the year or so, that's what's been going on. It has nothing to do. So if it doesn't specify red recycle bin, Derby red recycle bin in that contract, then I don't know how we really make that friendly amendment.
Well,
I will withdraw that friendly amendment, but the city has agreed to utilize the red recycle bins with City Carting. So I would say that you're right, Sarah. And this is the only complaint I know of this, but
I haven't seen
anything come before me to address this except for Mr. Sure. Telesco's complaint.
Sure.
And I would say if we're following the rules and the rules are broken, absolutely come to this board and we should investigate it. Absolutely.
Hey. John, you yes. raised your hand. You know what? I'd like to recognize you as a resident here in Derby. You go.
Thank you. Thank you. Speaking of the red bins and my blue bin clearly marked recycling.
One of two, sir.
Excuse me. As Walt Mayhew put it when I explained to him what was going on my street, video doesn't lie. I've said this in two different meetings. This is the third time. I happen to have a video. Fellow across the street has the red bin. Threw that into the same truck. My blue bin, off and on. There's different blues and red all up and down the street. The colors didn't matter. They all went into the same truck. The problem is it's a dead-end street. I used the thief in the night phrase in the last meeting to explain they do this because they're less visible on a dead-end street, in my opinion. They end when they round the corner on Hawthorne Avenue. It's got nothing to do with the red bin and the blue bin. Speaking of red bins and blue bins, I believe City Hall has blue bins outside the City Hall when I was there visiting. Maybe it's different at the City Hall building. I don't know. The problem is you're trying to put it on the bin. It's not the bin. They did it to every house on this street, 20 families, all different colors, blue, probably black, some red. They take them all, put them in one truck, cutting corners, saves a trip. Half the labor, half the truck. It's cutting everything in half. Who benefits by cutting everything in half? Only one company. That's where the problem is. It's not a red bin or blue bin.
Okay, John.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your input in this.
All right, Mr. Mayor, Charlie withdrew his friendly amendment. So I'll go with my original motion to make sure that now the whole board is aware that any complaints, good or bad, be put on file in this refuse and recycling company's folder so that we can go on forward from now on.
I'll second right. that.
Okay. Any more discussion? All right, hearing no. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so carried.
Thank all I have. You.
So that takes care of, let's see, city carding 8.2.3. We're over to, sorry, my dog just ran into the room. We're going to 8.3, Operations Procedure Committee.
Yes, Mayor, Operations and Procedures Committee, we had the subject of the police accreditation manager. We had a job description and salary. We reviewed it and we moved to bring to the full board and to adopt the police accreditation manager job description dated April 4th, 2022 and set the salary at $42 an hour for up to 720 hours. Annually for the annual total not to exceed $30,240 effective July 1st, 2022.
All right, do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right, so carried. Next one was canceled. Number 9, new business. 9.1, resolution regarding the publication of ordinances. Move to adopt the resolution entitled Resolution of Board of Aldermen / Alderwomen authorizing the publication of summaries of all proposed ordinances in lieu of publications of the entire text of the proposed ordinance dated April 4th, 2022. Can I have a motion?
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
You have a second?
Second, Sarah.
Any discussion?
Mr. Mayor, it's Vin Marino, Corporation Counsel. Just briefly, the purpose of this resolution is to save the city significant dollars in the publication of ordinances in their entirety. The statute allows the municipality to publish summaries of those ordinances instead of the entire text. at providing that this body grants the permission to do so. So we're asking for this body to grant that permission.
Thank you, sir. Any more discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carried. 9.2, Boys of Summer, Payden Park request, discussion, possible action.
That's not on the agenda anymore, Mayor.
That was withdrawn.
That was the draft agenda.
Oh, that was a draft one. All right. Okay. Mayor. 9.3, lease of city-owned property on Factory Street for Route 34 widening. Discussion and possible action on a proposed lease of city-owned property on Factory Street to United Civil for staging equipment on a Route 34 widening project, which is phenomenal. Do I have a motion?
So moved, Sarah.
Second, Charlie.
Any discussion?
I actually do have a couple questions. Do we have anybody that can answer them, though? So I'll throw it out there. Let's see what happens. Mr. Mayor, obviously we've done this before and we're currently doing it for a construction company working on the bridge. I understand the area that United Civil is looking to lease for the year-long duration, April 22 through April 23. Are there other companies that are also going to be working simultaneously while United Civil is there? Specifically like the construction company that was chosen for this project that will also need space?
I know Fucci is there. They have their section. Mohawk is on the other section. Listen, we got to get this thing done.
No, so, I'm not saying not to do it. I'm just saying.
That's all I'm saying. We need to get this done. It's been 13 years.
Right. They're going to be putting up temporary fence panels, and I don't want to preclude any other construction companies to have to utilize space also.
Ben, do you have any input?
Mr. Mayor, what you'd be doing with respect to this area would be specific to this vendor. If there were needs for unrelated third-party vendors, we would have to see what property would be available to satisfy those needs at that time. But at this point, what's before this body is specific for this purpose. To address Mr. Sampson's issue, the city does have other property that could be utilized if it becomes an issue. I'm unaware of any potential requests that are coming in the immediate future, though. So I think the easiest way to respond to Mr. Sampson is say, yes, this is specific to this vendor.
Okay, any other questions? All right, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? So carry. Number 10, old business, no action. Executive session. You want me to read them? I'll read them all. 11.1, human resource discussion, approval of temporary hire. 11.2, Shell and Gas MOU, review, discussion, permission to execute. 11.3, discussion and possible action related to the RWA matter. 11.4, amendment to agreement between the City of Derby and Mario Durante and Carmelia Demanti, purchase a parcel number 5.6121 in City of Derby. I apologize for doing that to those names. 11.5, amendment an agreement between the City of Derby and St. Peter of Paul. I'm going with the Ruthian Creek Catholic Church RE purchase of parcel number 9.8 IN 4 in the City of Derby. Sorry, that was connected. 11.6, Third Amendment Memorandum of Understanding between the Region Water Authority and the City of Derby. 11.7, Fourth Amendment Memorandum of Understanding between the Region Water Authority and the City of Derby. 11.8, Discussion of Potential Action upon Ground Lease between the City of Derby and the Region Water Authority. 11.9, Discussion of WPCA Capital Lien Fee regarding 73-75 Chapel or Chatfield Street. I think that does it all. That's all I have on there. So I have a motion to go into executive session on those matters.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes,
sir. As Corporation Counsel, I just want to know for the record, for all matters related to the RWA, I will be recusing myself.
Yes, sir. So can I have a motion to go into executive session?
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Second, Rob.
Okay, any discussion? All right. So could we put all the people out? Oh, who are we putting in here? We're putting in Walt Mayhew. We're putting in Dennis, all the aldermen and women. Do we need anybody else in there that we can think of? Carmen, do we need you in on any of those? You're muted.
I don't think so.
Carmen, yes or no? You're muted.
Yep, I got it. Just the regional water with the purchase of St. Peter and Paul and the Durante property.
Okay, we need Carmen in there. All right, I think that's all. All right, if you guys want to take a quick minute for a potty break.
Okay, it's 8.07 p.m. I'll pause the recording and make the adjustments. And then when it's over, anybody who's will put you in the waiting room, anybody who's not in there, and you'll be brought back into the full meeting when the executive session is over.
Thank you, Mark. Okay, I have a motion to go back to executive session or regular session.
So move 9:50.
Second, Charlie.
All right. All in favor?
Aye. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to call a caucus of the Democratic Party.
I'd like to just continue moving forward and get this done.
Caucus is always in order, do I say? I think, Mayor, I don't know. Dennis, would you know that offhand?
You're. I can't hear you, Marlon. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying a caucus is always in order at any meeting of a party caucus. But I want to make sure, so I'm asking you.
Per Robert's rule, can we just move this forward, Dennis?
Move forward what's on the agenda?
Yeah.
Yes. What is being?
Oh, they want a caucus, but I want to move this regular session forward.
Meaning, you're going to want to caucus, and
Mr. Mayor, why don't you just invite Attorney Marino back?
I'm asking him to.
Yeah.
So you're saying, is the request you want to caucus and be put into a separate virtual room at the moment and come back? Or are you saying you want to caucus and finish the meeting?
They want to go to a separate meeting and caucus. So Vin, can you rule on this, please? I want to get this going.
I don't think.
Mr. Mayor, I just got let back into the room. I didn't hear the question.
Okay, they want to caucus. The Democrats want to caucus and go out of the room. I want to move this forward. Through Robert's rules, I just want to move this forward. What is your ruling on this, please?
They want to caucus. So has the proceeding been, proceeding has not been recessed?
No.
No.
So unless the proceeding has been recessed, I don't believe they can just automatically do that.
All right, so we're going to move forward. Unless you have another ruling.
Then we cannot caucus.
Not unless the matter has been recessed.
What does that mean?
That means that the body has voted to take a recess. Basically, you're stopping the meeting, right? Based on action of the body. So it would be a motion to recess, and then it would require a majority vote.
All right, so motion to recess.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 I only heard three guys, so I'm going to do a roll. Hang on. I'll do a roll call.
Is Dugato?
Hang on. I'm doing it, Mark. Got to get the front page here.
Feel better.
Ms. DeGennaro is not here, so Ms. Dugato?
Yes, to recess.
Ms. Wadomski?
Yes.
Mr. Coppola?
Yes.
Giovanni's not here. Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Heider?
No.
Mr. Sampson?
No.
Mr. Sharkey?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't believe it has to be unanimous because there's only six members of the Democratic Party. Five members of the Democratic Party will call for a recess for a caucus. I'm positive on.
Well, you got five and three, so go ahead, caucus.
I think the caucus will be beneficial to tell you the truth.
Go ahead, caucus.
Okay, I'm going to pause the tape. It's 9:19 p.m. It's 10:21, and the meeting is back in the hands of the mayor.
All right. 12.1, human resource discussion approval to hire.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I make a motion that we approve the hiring of a temporary HR director at an hourly rate of $60 per hour for a maximum of 8 hours per week for the next 90 days.
I have a second.
Second, Rob.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 12.2, Shown Gas MOU review discussion.
Mr. Mayor, Charlie Sampson, I move that we approve the Shelton Gas MOU and allow the mayor to execute any and all documents relating to it.
You have a second?
Second, Ron.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. 12.3, discussion possible action related to RWA matter.
I'm going to move to table 12.3 through 12.9 to April 28th. So we can take a look at the documents that we've been given and request the letter and ruling on the conflict of interest and on the deed restrictions and whatnot that Corporation Council has and any other documents to support some of the issues that the public brought up tonight. So we can
take a look at those and have all the information in our hands and be able to take a look at them and then come back on April 28th.
I second.
A second. Dennis, I'm going to call on you to address number one, the conflict.
There's a table, motion to table in a second.
Are we in discussion of that? Can I speak?
I don't think there's a discussion on a table, motion to table.
Ben, we can't hear you, Ben. Ben, although you're not muted, we can't hear you.
I don't think he's talking to us.
I saw his lips flapping there.
Ben, can you hear us?
Can't hear you. I can read lips, so that's pretty good.
Holt, can you hear me now?
Yes.
All right. Yes, a motion to table is not a debatable motion. However, the mayor called for a point of information from us, Corporation Counsel's partner.
So, Dennis. The conflict, address that once again in open. We'll start with that one.
Yeah, so as far as the conflict is concerned, that was brought up by someone from the public. The individual from the public who made that statement has filed a grievance against my partner, Attorney Marino, based on that, what they had said today to the grievance panel for the state of Connecticut for attorneys. That grievance was dismissed. As I explained, it was dismissed very, very easily by the grievance panel because Attorney Marino is not representing the RWA. He's a member of it as an individual, not an attorney. Both sides are not representing the RWA and the city of Derby. In the event that they were representing both sides in a legal capacity, they would need a waiver to be done by either side to both the RWA and the city. No waiver was sought because again, Attorney Marino is not representing the RWA. He's a member and has recused himself from all matters concerning the city of Derby in this transaction. And the grievance panel issued a decision and dismissed it. Also, if the mayor would like, I could read into the record the letter from DEEP, which addresses the other issue with regards to deed restrictions, which
Dennis, clearly under. Before you go there, what I'm going to do, although it's a matter of a confidential nature, the grievance that was filed against me that was dismissed without merit, I'm going to forward to the city clerk a copy of the letter of dismissal, which will lay out, so while it is not a public record, it will become a public record when I send it to the city clerk. If anyone would like to read the letter dismissing the grievance against me for the alleged conflict of interest that didn't exist, it'll become a public record within the next couple of minutes.
Dennis, in the next, I want you to address the letter received, please.
Yeah, so the title search came back from the RWA. There was shown that there was a deed restriction on a portion of the property to be used. Attorney Driscoll from the RWA and I were very much aware of it and have been working with DEEP to request permission to use the property as a for a water tank. To our surprise, it didn't provide us approval. They actually did us one better. They went back to their records and they confirmed that the deed restriction does not even apply to parcels that were used. And specifically, the letter was sent to Attorney Driscoll on March 7, 2022, and was forwarded to me as well. It reads, "Dear Ms. Driscoll, I'm responding to your request to place a new water tank on a portion of the property that contains a potential property restriction related to a grant and aid project from 1989 to partially fund renovations to the Ryan Field complex. It is our understanding that when a title search was completed for the larger city of Derby parcel, the grant restriction came up as a possible encumbrance. However, upon further research into the original grant agreement file, deep staff found an old map that defines the project area and shows that the area encumbered by a grant agreement did not include the area where Derby would like to install the new water tank. since this area is not encumbered by the grant agreement, no further action is required by the Land Acquisition and Management Unit. Thank you for contacting each Land Acquisition and Management Unit with your proposal. We appreciate your cooperation. If you have any other questions regarding the decision, please contact Lindsay Sir. And this was signed sincerely, Andrew Hoskins, Interim Office Director, Land Acquisition and Management. That I will also state that that letter was provided to the title insurance company for RWA, who needs to be satisfied or they will not allow RWA to move forward with the transaction. They have reviewed the letter, they have reviewed the search, they have reviewed the restrictions, and they are happy and fine with providing the title insurance policy based on Deep's determination and review of the records. We should also state that when we sent everything to Deep for review, we sent them the title search, we sent them the grant restrictions, and they did their own internal analysis. And we were simply thinking that we needed to get approval for this, but they actually said it doesn't even apply to the properties. So that issue is finalized. If it wasn't finalized, none of these issues would have been on the agenda for consideration. It's a one paragraph letter. It's not a very in-depth.
All right, and Dennis, the third thing I'd like you to let the public know, the exposure to the city, if this board should vote against moving forward with an MOU, which the city already had agreed to.
So the exposure would be initially to the sellers of the properties. There's a section of the agreements that talk about default and breach. Sellers would be able to file an action for what's called specific performance in the court. That action would seek a court judgment requiring the city to move forward with the transaction as already agreed upon. There's also an option to not move forward with specific performance, but rather move forward by keeping the deposit and then also tacking on any and all costs associated with this, which include attorney's fees, surveys, or whatever else they did. We would also have the actionable against RWA under the MOU. It's difficult at this time to determine what specifically any damages there would be, but I'm sure RWA would calculate what his loss was and would could potentially file an action for money damages against the city.
Right. Hearing that,
I'm going to move the question.
I have to also just state for the record that one of the things that we were doing today was seeking to amend the purchase and sale agreements to extend the date for closing, because the city and RWA needed more time to work together to get the deep approval, which we received. The sellers, agreed to work with us and provided us time, because according to the contracts that have been executed, the time to close has come and gone. The sellers understand our situation, were sympathetic to it. They wanted to work with us to just get the deal closed. So they were happy with giving us whatever time we needed. And what was presented today was simply a formality to memorialize the agreement that the city has more time to act on this contract and extended it to the end of May. Now, I don't think we need that much time. I just did it so I didn't have to come back to the board again in the event that we were closing in May instead of April. So there is exposure. I cannot say what the parties are going to do if we table. I can't guess, and I won't do so. But there is there is potential exposure for not moving forward as we've been trying to today. I will do my best to minimize any exposure if in fact it is tabled, but I cannot guarantee or represent how RWA and the sellers will react to a motion to table.
All right.
Mayor, move the question.
So you're moving the question to postpone this and possible put us open for risk of.
Move the question.
So I'm just asking you. So that you want to move the question to the point where we're at risk. Okay. I will move the question and I will have a roll call vote. to push this over to next month? Is that?
No, April 28th, immediately following the Operations and Procedures Subcommittee.
All right, so we have a motion and a second. I'll do a roll call. So we'll go with Barbara's not here. So Anita, you got it.
Yes, to table.
So it's a yes. Sarah?
Yes.
Mr. Cabola?
Right. Yes.
Juno's not here. Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Hyder?
No.
Mr. Sampson?
No, sir.
And Mr. Sharkey?
Yes.
Okay, so that's one, right, and two. All right, so I think this is out of order because that's including a special order or a special meeting. But so this is going to a subcommittee. You want to do it?
No, special meeting of the board.
No, special meeting of the board.
Special meeting of the board. All right. So I'll have to get a special meeting. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 2. All right, so that went forward. We'll do a special meeting on the board, which I would most likely, Vin.
Mr. Mayor, can you?
I'm trying to figure it out. I would like to do this next week as opposed to the end of the month. So I want to call a special meeting.
The motion was made.
Yeah, well, I know. It was approved, so we're pretty. You were tabled.
No, Mr. Mayor, just a point of order.
Yes, sir.
A motion to table is not the appropriate motion. It's a motion to postpone. So I'd like the record to be proper. The motion to table would, for the purpose, the intended purpose is out of order. It's a motion to postpone. So we should, since we've started trying to do things right, we should do things right. Okay. And what I would ask is if there's such a motion, the motion be made to postpone. If it's being made to postpone to a specific time, that be included in the motion. And then upon a second, we can take it from there.
And may I just, I'm sorry, but I'm unfortunately not available next week. I wish I was. I was doing my best to try to get this done by tomorrow.
None of us weren't because it's a holiday weekend. That's why we did it. Holiday weekend.
Right. Yes. Yeah. It's important for Derby, though. So.
Okay. So I'll make it a motion to postpone 12/3 to 12/9 to April 28th, a special meeting at 8 p.m. immediately following the Operations and Procedures Subcommittee meeting.
Sarah, could I just ask you?
Yes.
Do you want it to be 8 p.m. or do you want it to be just immediately following?
Can I say immediately following? Is that acceptable? Yes. Okay, then yes. Immediately following.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't understand why the... I don't understand it.
Well, I mean,
not hard.
We can't table it. We have to postpone it because we have to continue.
It's under Robert's rules. It's not a motion to table. It's a motion to postpone. A motion to postpone is debatable. If you want to have debate, I don't know if you need it, but it simply requires a majority vote.
I think
we're going to postpone this.
Mr. Mayor, you need a second?
We need a second.
And
a vote.
And then if there's any discussion.
So I got to have a second on the postponement on this.
No.
Anita?
No. Yes. No, I don't understand it, so I can't vote for that.
Okay, so I'll have corporate counsel explain it again to us.
So the motion to table was out of order. We went over this the last meeting or the two meetings ago. When you want to take a matter and push it off to a future date, the proper motion is a motion to postpone. And a motion to postpone to a certain time is made exactly as Sarah has made it. So there is a motion pending on the floor, and in order for the matter to advance, it needs a second. If it doesn't get a second, then it will fail for lack of a second. Once there's a second, assuming there is a second, then it there can be debate. If there is no debate, then it simply is called the question. So Anita, it's simply, so in your mind, you might want to just call, it's semantics. What you ordinarily would consider a motion to table, it's actually called a motion to postpone.
Good, Anita.
It's a whole new motion, isn't it?
No. Yes, yeah. The motion to table was out of order. Sarah it's made a motion to postpone. Motion. So she needs a second if anyone wants a second.
I'll second.
The question gets asked three times. If no one seconds it by the third time, then the motion fails for lack of a second.
I'll second it's it.
Asked set. For twice.
I gotta work tomorrow.
All right.
So I'm you second it, so we're looking at the, so you're looking at the 28th.
Hold on one second.
28th, immediately following whatever.
So is, can I ask if everybody's going to be available that night?
We're all going to be there.
It's our subcommittee night.
It was, but I came back to the office because I forgot. I was working on my phone. And I
may.
Yes, sir.
Then we can still hear you. Mr. Mayor, may I ask again, the final vote on the motion to postpone was 5, what was the
5-2.
5-2?
Well, technically, we haven't voted on it yet. Ron seconded it.
Right.
We're in.
Ron seconded it.
The mayor's going to call a discussion, and then we need to vote.
Yeah.
Now that there can be discussion, if anyone wants to discuss it, let's just give everyone their rights.
Yeah.
Does anyone want to discuss this? Hearing no discussion, Mr. Mayor, you can call the vote.
Absolutely. So
I may not be available on the 28th after the subcommittee meeting. I have plans with my family.
So, I mean, with the whole possibility of liability and everything going on, this board is comfortable letting this keep going forward.
Well, enough people there.
That's kind of, you know, where I've been elected here to really work this forward through the citizens of Derby. So, I mean, we have our corporate counsel there. We have a lot of time to discuss this. So I don't understand the reason to keep moving forward. We have an opportunity right here to move Derby forward. So
I'd like to see the old map that was that this was based on. If we have a copy of that.
Sorry, which old map?
The one that says it wasn't included in the original property in 1935. Because you had mentioned an old
the
map.
Deep letter, Dennis?
The deep letter has been sent to Mark already.
I
got to stress this. That letter has been taken and looked at by the title insurance company who's going to insure title over it, which means that if that deep letter is wrong, the title insurance company is going to be the one that RWA is going to put a claim in and pay. And it make pay. And the title insurance company is the one that looks at these things with the highest level of scrutiny. The way that works is the title search will come in. It will be looked at with scrutiny by me as the purchaser's attorney. It will be looked at with scrutiny by RWA, actually has an actual layer because RWA has an interest in it. So there's actually two purchaser attorneys looked at it, and the title insurance company has all agreed that it's sufficient for the release necessary for the use of the property. It's not just my opinion, it's mine, Attorney Driscoll and the town attorney. I just got to stress that.
Okay, Mayor, move the question.
Well, Sarah, I mean.
Mayor, move the question, please.
Sarah, it's a major, major issue for the city of Derby. I am moving the question right now. I'm still discussing.
Mr. Mayor, just a point of order. And again, I apologize. I just don't want anyone to claim a error in process.
Yeah.
Because under the charter, only the mayor can call a special meeting. This board could postpone it to its next regular meeting. But if you want to schedule it for a special meeting, the mayor would have to agree to schedule a special meeting. So, Mr. Mayor, I just want you to know that if they move it to that date on April 28th, then you have to be in agreement that you will call a special meeting for that time. They don't have the independent authority to schedule a special meeting.
So I'm going to call.
Otherwise, it has to wait until their next meeting.
No, I'm going to call a special meeting on Monday.
Okay.
And that's what we're going to do. And then if you can't make it, we're going to do Tuesday, because this is very important for the city of Derby.
28th doesn't matter. We have another month after that before the closing, but I'd hate to have something shut down the throat and then it goes down because of that.
Well, I mean, we have our corporate counsel and everybody here, Ron. So
I know, but here we have it the 28th. It's going to be voted on and done. And you know, you're trying to change it to a date where maybe a lot of people.
No, I think we need to move this forward. I mean, we need to move this forward. You as a fireman know. I mean, water is very important on that side of the town. He was right there, Charlie Sampson, part, you know, past chief. So I'm going to sit here and we're.
Oh, that's up to you.
It's amazing that. It's very amazing that you're just pushing this all off. It's a very important issue. It's been a very important issue for years.
Well, if we had the documents that we need to make an informed decision tonight, we could make the decision.
May I ask, because I don't want there to be any, what specific documents other than the deep approval, right, which I read twice and which has been vetted by you. What
that
else?
We didn't receive by tonight that you're feeding us tonight.
Which ones? I'm sorry. I just want to make sure that I have them.
One that there was no conflict, the one with the land and the map.
I'm sorry. I have to be very, that conflict issue has no bearing on the contractual obligations that the city has.
It has us, we're voting on something. At the least little bit of impropriety doesn't look good if we're voting on something. You heard the public, from both parties.
Alderman Sill, I have to intervene because I recused myself after discussion with the Board of Aldermen back originally.
There's no problem with it. You got it in writing saying it's refused.
And the board was aware. The board was aware because I informed the board of why I was recusing it. So I take exception to the some surprise like this was an issue. This was the that's a red herring, and I can't allow that to stand.
Surprise to the public.
It was back in 2018. It was stated at an October public meeting of this body. It should not have been a surprise to the public because Ms. McAvoy, a member of the public, grieved me. And it went through an agency process.
Did we get that answer in writing?
I beg your pardon?
Did we get that answer in writing?
It was sent to the clerk with copy to the president of the board.
I never got it.
But no, tonight it was just sent like
right, but the issue of the recusal was addressed almost 4 years ago.
I'm just trying to make it smooth, have that meeting when we could all make it. As first I found out about Rob, but it looks like everything worked that night.
That's my point is simply, I think that it is, I find it highly offensive for this issue, because this issue has nothing to do with this transaction at all. And you know, if someone from the public like Ms. McAvoy wants to relitigate things she's lost, that's not the way our system works.
How about Ms. McAvoy?
Excellent. So So can I just also, so the deep letter has already been sent to Mark. Attorney Marino has already sent this, the grievance decision, you know, which for whatever it's worth, it has no, again, has no bearing on the contractual obligations of the city, but it's been sent. What else, is there anything else? I just want to make sure you have it.
Sir, was there anything else?
I'm going to have to take a look through and see. Well, once we get what we we've asked for, there maybe there'll be more questions.
What are you asking for? What else are you asking for? I mean, everything has been answered here.
I just don't. I just really want to make sure that I get you what you want, and I'm loud and clear. You want the deep letter. I read it into the record. I read it in executive session. It's a one paragraph letter, and frankly, it's dispositive. There's no real discussion on it. Like you, it's done. It's been accepted. Where this body cannot say it doesn't agree with the letter, and therefore I'm not going to close. That's just basically, I have to say that. Okay, so if you want it, that's okay. I'm going to give it to you, and I obviously wanted to inform you guys of that tonight. But if there's anything else that you would like, I really need to know, because I'm in a position now where I'm being asked to provide things that are irrelevant to the closing. And I'm just simply trying to get it closed. So it's hard for me to then come to another meeting and try to anticipate that I should have provided documents that are not relevant to a closing at all. So I just, but whether they're relevant or not, if you do ask me for them, I will do my best to give them to you, but I can't just guess on what it is. So as of right now, the only thing that's being requested are those two documents, and on the record, they have already been provided to Mark Bartolo. If there's anything else, okay. I need time to look.
I have time to look at them, so I need time to look at them.
All right, we got time. Nobody's going anywhere. Bring them up. Have Anita look at them.
You got
there's one paragraph. Anita, there's one paragraph. I think you can read that.
Dennis. To avoid any concern, you please forward the deep letter to all of the aldermen by email. I will forward the grievance committee letter to all of the aldermen by email, so that there could be no claim that someone did not receive it.
And I'll do it by separate individual emails to each board member. So there's no issue.
I mean, do it right now. Thank God it's 2022 and everybody has email. So read it. This is progress. We should move forward with the city of Derby. Derby is sick and tired of people pushing things forward to the next month. So we have an opportunity. It's only 10:51 according to my clock. I got time. Let's sit here and negotiate this and figure out what you need. Ron,
move the question.
Come on, Sarah. What? You don't want Derby to move forward? You don't want Derby to move forward?
Move the question.
No, I want to move you to move Derby forward. So let's move Derby forward.
Derby is moving forward.
No, because I've been here for 4 years. I've been here 4 years.
Move the question.
So turning yeses into no's. Turning yeses into no's for this 28th meeting. That's all you're doing.
Mr. Mayor, there's been a request to call the question. You have to call the question.
Yeah, but it's very obstructionist here. You know, and it's amazing that this is going on right now.
Mr. Mayor, it has to shut down debate at that point.
Amazing. The people these are voting for. I hope these voters understand this. All right, so we have a motion and a second. I will pick a date for a special meeting. I will notify everybody. Is that correct, Mr. Corporate Counsel?
You would be calling the special meeting. That is correct. There is the request from this body that it be scheduled for the date stated. Yeah. But the ultimate decision is yours, Mr. Mayor.
Right. And I think there's people that can't make it that day, so we're going to have to move forward that. So hopefully, you know, like I said, hopefully you guys get this going. All right. All in favor?
So what's the motion on the 28th, correct?
The motion is to postpone to a date for when a special meeting is called by the mayor. And, you know, that's with the request that that special meeting be held on the 28th of April, immediately following your subcommittees. That's your request, but the only one that can call the special meeting is the mayor. So he'll receive your request and he'll schedule the special meeting.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
There are two no's and the rest of you said yes. Well, you know what? Let's do a roll call. I want everybody to know exactly how this is going. So, Mr. Gatto?
Yes, for 28th.
Well, you said yes, and I'll pick the date. Mr. Wadomski?
Yes.
Mr. Coppola? Brian? Mr. Sill?
Yes.
Mr. Hyder?
No.
Mr. Sampson?
No.
Mr. Sharkey?
Yes.
I don't know if Brian's still there. Hello, Brian?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. I will come up with a date. You recommend the 28th. I'll come up with a special date for you. Sad that this is going forward like this, but...
I'm good there. Any day that...
All right. I'm sorry. So now we'll go to number 13.
Mr. Mayor, just before we finish up on that last one, if I could just state that there's been advice in the executive session, and I think it's necessary for me to memorialize that advice in the letter, which I will send to you. It will still be attorney-client privilege, but I would like to memorialize it in the writing.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right. 13, can I get adjournment?
Motion to adjourn at 10:55.
Second.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.